Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com. RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Homemade Broadcast. It's episode 536. My name is Will Kuntz. This is Anna Hummel.
It's not my fault today.
It's not her fault.
It's God's.
It's not my fault. It's not Anna's fault. It was the Lord's fault. I don't know if you looked at the radar outside, but I just did. And we had a super storm come through that's huge. It's like the storm goes all the way up, halfway up, and it's still lightning.
You'll
we're kind of
lightning strikes.
I was having power outages. It was flickering on, flickering off. So sorry, I'm sorry that we are late, but I want to show you a picture of the radar that just came through. Look at that. Boom. That's crazy. That's the craziest storm that I've seen on a radar in a long time.
Well, I'm glad I drove through
it. I'm glad you drove through it.
Tell the story.
I was talking to Anna on the phone, and she's like, oh, crap, I guess I should go. And I was like, I almost told you to stay home, but I know that you like showing up.
Yeah.
Do you wish you stayed home and didn't drive through that?
No.
Okay.
I'll risk it for the biscuit.
There was a storm. I don't know if you saw it, but in St. Pete, where it just flooded out everything. I had people were showing me pictures of fish in their driveway.
It's now?
Like a massive. Well, this one might be another one.
Oh.
Just like a massive amount of water. Just a wall of water fell.
Can you
a few
hear
days
the
ago.
Sirens? Can people hear the?
People are crashing
right.
their cars. It's.
I saw an unfortunate motorcyclist, on the highway, and I looked over and I go,
that's
you're
stinks.
Not supposed to be doing that, sir. And it was coming down hard.
That's scary too, because there was a lot of lightning.
It was the only time I ever saw like a motorcyclist going the speed limit. It was shocking. I was just like, whoa, they're not dodging between cars and lanes. Nope. He was going a cool 55 on his motorcycle.
Just gotta eat it. Mm-hmm. Just gotta eat it. Nothing you can do about it. So yeah, that's why we're late. Sorry.
No, my hair is not wet, but it is greasy. So thank you, Joe, for picking up on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
Just greasy.
Yeah. Garrett's here. Who else is here? Oh, Mike's here. All right. Great, great, great. We are live streaming.
All here.
Yeah, on a Wednesday evening at 6, I guess we should just say 6-ish now, usually 6 p.m. sharp. However, sometimes, you know, things happen, acts of God happen, and there's not much we could do about that. So
sometimes people get lost to places they know where they're going,
and lost
don't
and
get lost anyways. It happens to the best of us. I have a question.
Okay.
The question is, am I sick? Because I have had one symptom for the last week.
Yeah.
It's evolved no other symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And much like one does when you have a question about your body or about medicine, you take it to the interwebs.
Yeah.
And I could either be suffering from acid reflux, also known as heartburn,
mm-hmm.
or oral gonorrhea. So those are my options. Really hoping it's the former.
I wonder if it's both.
There's a chance if God is real and hates me, that is a possibility. I could have heartburn and gonorrhea of the throat, but I've had a very tight throat, very sore. I hate saying this because it is a symptom, but it hurts to swallow. I hate saying that out loud, but it really
have you
does
tried
hurt.
A Tums?
Tums?
Yeah.
Oh, for acid reflux. No.
You want to try one now?
I mean, I've had a Tums.
Have you had one? Maybe this will relieve your symptoms.
All right, I'll try it.
Okay, should I go get Tums real quick?
Yeah, can I just have one Tums?
You should take two. Hold on, let
You're
me get
chalky.
Let me go get the Tums. Hold it.
But I've had no other symptoms. It hasn't evolved into anything. No fever, no coughing, no sneezing, no chills, no nothing. I maybe convinced myself I had body aches, but I think that's just a symptom of age. So
now these are not a sponsor, by the way.
Can I with my hands?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, now I'm just putting the ones back in that were. I did just wash my hands.
All right.
I have another. I have two.
Can
you have
I
to do two.
I want to. That's fine. I touched it.
The serving dose is, I believe, 2 capsules. Directions, chew 2 to 4.
Okay, 2 or start 2.
All right.
I already took 2.
You don't take 3?
No. Don't pressure me into taking drugs.
How do you feel?
Better.
Really?
Is that your throat? No, I feel no different. Now it's chalky and stuck in my teeth.
Have a sip of water.
Okay. You know, you are a physician. I'm so glad you're here.
Listen. This is, I self-diagnose everything. I know exactly how it goes. So you're not feeling an immediate relief from the tum?
No, it's tight, but the lymph nodes, the glands, whatever these are, they're not swollen.
Okay, well, that's good.
So nothing, so I'm like, what's wrong with me? Why won't this sore throat?
Allergies?
Come on now. I don't got no allergies.
How do you know?
Because I'm not a little biatch. I got,
I have allergies. Father,
it's a story from my father. My dad is into drones.
Yeah.
It'll come for full circle about the allergies.
Okay.
My dad's into droning. And he's now gone through 4 drones. And the last one that he lost got stuck in a tree. He went to go retrieve it, couldn't, and apparently was jumping around in the woods, went back to his girlfriend's house, you know, I don't know if they're touching, whatever. This poor woman breaks out in hives because my dad was full of poison ivy.
Oh.
And farts. Then she ended up having to go to the hospital because she had such a severe allergic reaction.
Wow.
My dad relayed the message like this. We had to take Cindy to the emergency room because she broke out in hives because of poison ivy, because I went digging for the drone. And my dad goes, I go, did anything happen to you? Are you okay? He's like, oh, I'm fine, because I don't have weak DNA. My dad said, he goes, I don't have weak DNA. So I'm now telling you, no, I don't have any allergies because I don't have weak DNA.
You might be surprised. So they can, I've talked to allergists on my program that I host on the weekends, and sometimes they show up late.
I've heard of late onset allergies, yeah, but that's not me.
I actually got a allergy spray custom made for me. That I'm really excited about.
Like a reed diffuser?
It's
your own scent?
It's this company that, like, you tell them what's wrong with you and what your symptoms are, and they make you a spray.
Custom. Can you go to a doctor and have them tell you what's wrong with you?
I mean, you can get...
Instead of you just making custom
listen, you just medicine. Said, you just said you go when you're ill, you go online. And that's what I do. And I talked to a doctor. I don't know. They said it's a doctor. And they don't actually, I didn't even talk to her. They just were like, fill out this questionnaire. What's going on with you? I go, I got a stuffy nose and my throat hurts sometimes. And there's cats in here. So it could be that. And
it could be that, or it could be nylon. It could be,
I don't feel like I smell and taste well. And then you just filled out this thing. And then they were like, here's your doctor. It's Laura something or other. And she'll be right with you. And then I just got an email. And she said, I got a treatment plan for you. Do you also want some Viagra? And I was like, sure. No, I did. That didn't happen. But
I'm allergic to ED. Thanks.
But that's what you do. Like, you go for any of the, you know, the blue, the chewies that you can get online. You see a doctor and they prescribe them to you.
I mean, if I was to get like a legit allergen test, I would. But
well, I want to do that.
Expensive, where they like stick you with cat dander.
I want to do that.
That's more really legit. Bad. And then they can actually say, look, you're having a reaction from this exact thing.
Yeah.
Versus me just going, I'm kind of sneezy and I'm outside and there's cats and dogs. You know, it's hard. There's too many variables.
Well, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try it for a month and see how it goes. I've heard good things
from
this company. So we'll see. But I was going to, what else did I tell? Oh, yeah. I had an experience with poison. Did I ever tell you the story with my poison ivy?
I don't think so.
I took this class at St. Petersburg College, and it was called Florida Botany and Wildlife. And basically what you did was just go to the park, and you would read. You okay?
This the Tums are acid reflux.
The Tums are kicking it's, back up on her.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Do you need something?
I don't know. We'll find out.
Okay.
It may close the rest of my throat. What little is left is going to close.
Oh, no.
Sorry, back to poison ivy.
So part of the class was you would go to parks and identify plants. You would have to study what these plants are, what they're called, what their scientific name was.
Sure.
And, but you know, as I was in much of my schooling, I didn't really pay that much attention. So what I would do is cheat or just kind of look like I was thinking, but not really thinking. So part of the process was you could really do anything you needed to do to identify what this plant was or what the animal was. Animals, a little bit tougher. You kind of just have it by, like, you know, sight. Can't really touch the animals. But plants, you know, some of them have certain smells. Some of them you could taste. Some of them could kill you if you taste them.
Sure.
But I trusted my professor that he wasn't going to let me do anything that was, you know, going to hurt me. Health. Yeah. And I thought wrong because he goes, "What is this thing?" And it was a plant. And I go, I don't know what that is. And then I looked at my friend who was also in the class and he was like, "I don't know." So I went, "Huh, all right." And I did what one does. I pretended like I knew what I was doing. So what I did is I went up and ripped a leaf off of the plant and I crushed it up in my hand and I went, "Oh."
You inhaled it.
I inhaled it.
You huffed it. I think that's called it. Huffing.
I smelled it. And I smelled away. And then I wrote down nothing. And I turned in my card. After all that investigation, I did not know what this plant was. And then the teacher goes, after all the cards are turned in, he goes, "Now I was the only one to do this." But he goes, "Anyone that touched that plant should go wash their hands immediately. That was poison ivy." And I just went, "Son of a..." But nothing happened. I think I'm immune.
Well, you don't have weak DNA.
I don't have weak DNA.
In regards to poison ivy.
I wouldn't want to tempt fate like that again, because he was like, "It was a big leaf, so you're probably all right." It wasn't like the big leaves, I guess, don't have that much impact.
Huh, but the smaller ones do.
I guess the small ones are the ones that get you in trouble.
Oh.
But I wiped that thing all over my face.
Yeah.
Like, and my nose. Maybe that's why I got allergies now.
Okay. It was like late onset.
Severe.
It's like long COVID. You have long poison ivy. I know one's like a West Coast thing and one's an East Coast thing. I can't remember.
We got ivy.
Ivy, okay, then it's like poison oak.
Poison oak down there. Yeah. Speaking of parks, oh my God. Did you see the reaction to this, you know, media outlets reported on it that they were going to maybe, you know, to draw some people into parks, they were going to maybe put like pickleball courts in and maybe potentially some golf courses. I mean, do you even know anything about this? I don't know. You don't pay attention as much.
I actually did because I was listening to WFLA in the morning.
Yeah.
They were talking a little bit about this.
People freaked out. Freaked out about the pickleball courts.
Right,
in the park.
It's like too loud. Is that it?
I was thinking about, my reaction when I see people freak is, what's the big deal? Why are you freaking out? And I kind of pull the other way.
Mm.
But like it was all the usual suspects. Like the first ones that were mad of my friends, I was like, "I don't agree with your politics." So now I'm taking the other side right out of the...
Even though it has nothing to do with... It's just like...
And I had to be like, wait, is this good or bad? Like, what's going on here? And I felt like, what's the big deal about pickleball court in the park? Who cares?
Are you asking me?
I'm asking you, like, what's the... What golf course? I'm like, okay, maybe that's a little rich.
Just because it takes up so much space.
They're big and they take a lot of, like, you know... They're like the complete opposite of what nature is. Like, you have to manicure them and they need a lot of water and they're like...
I think it's the opposite. I think it's exactly what the environment in which we evolved is very much looks like a golf course, which is like a savanna with some sparse trees, a lot of grasslands. That's why they're like so calming to look at. But unfortunately for most people, if you enter a park, you can't just trample on the golf course. That's only for the golfers or the members or whatever.
Yeah.
But pickleball, you know what? I'm going to take the opposite approach here, friend.
Okay.
I understand why people don't like pickleball. You know what? It's not pickleball. It's pickleballers. We're sick of you. This is like the new CrossFit. It used to be just like a geriatric thing people did in Boca. And now you see people in their 20s and 30s playing pickleball like it's, you know, MMA or something like that.
Well, okay. So what about if it was tennis courts? How do you feel about tennis courts?
Nobody likes tennis. People are into pickleball.
People do like,
you know what I mean? Parks are meant to be serene places where it's, you know, you can get some fresh air. Oh, Mike said that.
Yeah, parks have tennis courts already. I'm with you, Mike. I feel like, you know, there's basketball courts in parks. There's baseball fields.
Again, you're
parks.
Missing the point. It's not the pickleball court. It's the pickleballers.
Well, I get
sick of
that.
You. We hate you. We don't want anything to do with you. I don't understand why you think this is like the next biggest sport all of a sudden that you've just, it's like mini tennis. It's mid-level tennis because it's not ping pong, which apparently is a racial slur.
You can't say that
anymore.
It's
not table tennis and it's not tennis. It's pickleball, which doesn't even have tennis in the name, which is what exactly it is tennis. I don't like pickleballers. I get it.
Yeah.
Get your attitude elsewhere. It's like the new CrossFit.
People love pickleball. There's petitions to get all the tennis courts made into pickleball courts.
Yeah, or at least add
huge
the markings.
Demand.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, huge, huge demand here, especially in Florida for that. But honestly.
Yes.
There's basketball courts. There's baseball fields. There's lots of things. There's like stuff for children to play. Monkey bar. I don't know if you could say that anymore. I don't know if that's the bars. There's the slides. There's, you know, stuff in parks. It's not just a wildlife preserve.
Yeah.
Like, he's not talking about going into the Everglades and putting a golf course in, I don't think.
Ew, why would you? No, I don't think anyone would have a problem with that because no one vacations or hangs out in the Everglades.
You get eaten by a mountain lion or a
python.
Florida panther.
Yeah.
Or an alligator or a python. Yeah,
those exotic invasive species that were just released into the wild by Joe Exotic folks.
I felt like this was one of those things that seemed benign, and then all of a sudden people start going, hey,
pickleballers are an invasive species, and we're done with them. We're no thank you. We're good. Because the whole reason why you have like a baseball court or whatever, baseball field or
baseball
basketball
court,
basketball court,
golf
whatever,
courts.
Yeah, whatever it is because you want it there, but you don't want people to use them. Do you understand? Like, you like that it's there. Maybe if there's a solo guy shooting hoops, fine, but you don't want pickup games every 5 effing minutes, which is exactly what it would be with pickleballers because they're loud and they're proud and they're obnoxious. And then they're going to put tournaments on every weekend. I'm not here for it. No thank you to pickleballers.
So this was Florida State Parks. Now, maybe it's just the county parks that have the baseball courts and golf courts.
I think they're going to, what they were talking in, now I'm being a real person. Like, I think they want to put them on like honeymoon and stuff, and people don't want that because it would mess up the whole landscape of.
But like, so, I mean, what's the big deal with pickleball courts?
I don't think there's any even like basketball courts on honeymoon or anything. You know
all right.
I mean?
All right. I'm pro that. Like,
leave it alone.
But maybe the county parks, you can do the stuff.
Sure.
But if it's like a state park, like a honeymoon, preserve. What's acceptable? What do you accept as far as recreation in a state park?
Nothing.
No. What about a gym? What about one of those
like
weight gyms
Medicaid.
Where you. Yeah.
Medicaid gyms.
Yeah.
I like Medicaid gyms, but I understand that not everybody likes Medicaid gyms.
They're hideous.
They're hilarious.
They are hilarious.
If that's your gym because you can't
that was my
a
gym.
Crunch membership and you have to go to Medicaid gym.
That was my gym.
My favorite Medicaid gym was in St. Pete in like it's by Vinoy, but it's like
that's my gym.
Shaw Park or whatever.
That's my gym. I used to go to every day. And work out when I lived in St. Petersburg, which I don't anymore. You made fun of me.
Did you ever, when you wanted to add weight, did you ever say like, hey, kid, sit on my lap?
No.
Maybe I did.
Yeah, maybe you did. Not me. No, but so, all right, I'm back on. I have to stop doing that. I have to stop taking, because that's what people do, is they take, what are you doing?
Putting a fan on, because I'm hot.
I mean, what do you... Oh, Jesus. Just leave it on. It's fine. We could use the extra light in here. It's not great. So are we saying no recreation at all in state parks?
The preserves, right? Is that's synonymous with state parks, right? If you're preserving
no.
it... No.
What's on Honeymoon Island? Is there any recreation going on Honeymoon Island? Is there?
I don't think so.
Is there like?
It's just beaches.
Is there kayak rentals?
No.
No.
I mean, I think that if you're going to kayak, you got to like bring your own.
Are you doing parasailing? Parasail?
I don't know, Will.
Okay.
Most people just go there and like lie on the beach and swim.
Yeah, I remember going and they had like a snow cone vendor. Is that okay?
Yes.
Snow cone vendors, yes. All right.
The snow cone vendors save lives. They hydrate.
It does get
folks.
Very hot.
Yeah.
Well, everybody freaked out. Okay, I'm on the people's side now. There was just a lot of propaganda that came out real quick too.
Propaganda?
It was just like images with like don't tread on Florida wildlife, and it was like tattoo art. That was just like
don't tread on me, and it's like a pickleball court.
Yeah, there was a lot of propaganda that just came out real quick on that one. So I felt like there was something. It struck a nerve with people.
I see hotels, pickleball court. Hotel. I mean, that's a lie.
Well, it's just a big deal.
If we're going to resortify stuff, I can understand why people are going to get upset about that.
What about, like, I've seen, like, little cabins, like, little shacks that you can rent in some parks.
How about
and
this?
Stay the night?
Don't mess with the turtles. If it messes with the turtle nesting, then that's going to be a no.
Okay.
You know what I mean? People they only care about, like, three or four types of wildlife, okay? They care about, Floridians are big on dolphins. We love dolphins.
Manatees. Sea
turtles.
Yeah.
Basically not fish.
No.
They don't really care about the rays.
Fish or vegetables.
They don't really care about the rays. A ray is cool to see, but no one is really trying to, you know, nobody's trying to really swim with the rays. People are trying to swim with the manatees. Mm-hmm. They love the dolphins. Basically like mammals and large reptiles that kind of look like mammals,
mm-hmm.
like a turtle. You know, it looks like a stuffed turtle. I had a stuffed turtle when I was a kid.
Yeah.
You know, they're cuddly. They look cuddly. They look cute. Birds. People care about birds.
Some birds.
Some birds, they don't. Parrots. People like the parrots.
Yeah,
I would say like herons and maybe like the ibises and maybe the I'm going to say this correctly or we'll lose all of our jobs. Not that I have one, but inhingas.
I've never heard of that.
You haven't? It's a big black bird.
Okay. All right.
People care about those, but
yeah, bald eagles,
maybe some ducks.
Yeah, people do like ducks
and the peacocks.
Yes.
People love, they're disgusting.
Which I heard that they're delicious. I heard that the really ugly ducks that. with the stuff on their face, you know what I'm talking about?
They have like peons?
No. The ducks. They're
we said peacocks and you said they're delicious.
Yes, both peacocks and the ducks.
Well, they're probably fatty birds.
Yeah, they got a lot of grease in them, I guess.
Yeah.
It's good meat.
Don't eat peacocks.
Why?
Because they're beautiful. Well, you can eat the women. I mean, the females.
The hens.
But
yeah.
the peacocks are beautiful. The plumage of the peacock is
what's
is
the
stunning.
Ugly duck? Muskogees?
Muskogee?
No. I think it's the Muskogee. The duck.
Is it Muscovy?
Maybe. But they're got like a bunch of red crap, bumpy stuff all over their face. They're kind of ugly looking.
Yeah.
But I heard those are absolutely delicious to eat. But people like those. You can't kill those.
Yeah, you can't kill really those. Upset. But fish people don't care about.
Oh, fish.
Because think about it, they're fishing. They don't care about the fish.
Fish or vegetables.
They only care about the fish in terms of being food for the dolphins and the turtles.
And people. Well, Governor Ron DeSantis said Wednesday that a controversial plan to build hotels, pickleball courts, and other developments at Florida State Parks was half-baked and not ready for prime time. DeSantis said the plan was not approved by him and the Florida Department of Environmental Protection, which announced the Great Outdoors Initiative on August 19th will go back to the drawing board. I never saw that, he added. Okay. Wednesday was the first time DeSantis addressed the plan, and it is sparked multiple protests across the state. He said, here's the thing. I'd rather not spend any money on this, right? I mean, if people don't want improvements, then don't do it, he said during the press conference. DeSantis said information about the plan was leaked to left-wing group to try to create a... See, that's what I'm saying. That's where all the usual suspects just came out against this immediately. And it made me go, I don't know. But I don't know. I still don't know. Now I'm more back on the side of people were flipping out for no reason. But you're saying no to pickleball courts.
Well, specifically pickleball, because I don't like pickleballers. Do you understand?
Yeah. I would like to stay at a hotel in the park.
Even if it meant that it was going to kill manatees?
No. I think there would need to be some guidelines, like can't kill or endanger any wildlife.
Well,
but if they did the planning,
maybe you got to put some cabanas around those turtle eggs.
But they build structures in parks. They do like picnic tables, or is this just, am I thinking of county parks? Do they not do this?
I don't know the rules about parks. I'm not a park expert.
Yeah, I don't even really know
what I am is a pickleball expert, and I don't like them folks.
I don't really know what constitutes a state park from a county park from a. What's the heck's the difference?
Oh, I don't know. I think a state park is run by the state, and maybe they use federal resources.
So, like the Everglades would be a state. That's definitely a state. Maybe it's state a bunch funds of protected land.
What's sponsoring and keeping it alive is state funds versus like just the county funds. You know how different counties have different taxes and stuff like that. So maybe when you add a county tax, that's where your money's going.
In addition to increasing the number of campsites, cabins, and lodges on park property, the initiative will increase the number of outdoor recreation opportunities available at Florida state parks, including pickleball, disc golf. What about disc golf?
Less offensive.
Less offensive than pickleball?
Less offensive.
So it always smells like weed.
I was going to say,
That's outside, you can smell weed, which is kind of annoying. Golf and paddling. Today's announcement.
What kind of paddling?
Yeah, got it. Today's announcement reinforces the DeSantis administration's record support for conserving our natural landscapes and commitment to ensuring every Floridian can visit and recreate. Okay, I read that right at Florida State Parks. In St. Augustine, the proposal called for 350-room lodge, pickleball courts, and a disc golf at Anastasia State Park. The plans cause an uproar in a community, with many calling the development plan unnecessary and misguided. How big is Anastasia State Park? Like, is it just going to be on the edge and then you get to the park and walk in?
I don't know.
Or is it going to be right in the middle? Are they going to build like go-kart tracks?
I don't know. I've been to St. Augustine one time and I was kind of drunk and it was during COVID. So it was hard to remember. But anyways.
I guess just leave it alone. I guess that's where I'm with the people.
Same. Leave it alone. If it ain't broken, don't fix it.
Find your other land to make your park on.
And I just give a shout out to Walt Diaz.
Oh yeah, that guy likes you.
Yes.
He was commenting like, Anna, you should do your own show.
You know, a lot of people have done that.
Yeah.
Not like necessarily fart. Like people here, but in terms of the people that I've spoken to.
Yeah.
They're like, you need to start your own brand.
Yeah, they don't
I'm like, yeah, but I like what we're doing now.
They don't like me.
Well, they don't. I'm just saying the people that I've spoken to, they didn't know you, but they were just like, you need your own show and brand yourself. Brand. You got to brand yourself all the time. God, I'm so sick of thinking and hearing myself. But I want other people to listen to me. So it's
weird.
Yeah. Hey, David.
David says hello to you, Anna. We are going to do some extra time here on exclusively for Radio St. Pete audience and podcast listeners. We're going to bid them adieu in just a moment. We're going to do some extra time. WillsYouTube.com.
Set up that
Rumble. And that's not, she's not talking to me. There's somebody in the chat room.
Why did you call me?
Fat Pig. So do check out, by the way, we have a Substack as well. No new signups this week. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. But hmbradio.substack.com. If you want to support the show in a tiny way, you can do that. And we certainly do appreciate it. Also, Will Kuntz on Venmo. I do give Anna half the proceeds from that. So Garrett's really good with that. Garrett, bless your heart. I almost want to say stop, but also I will cut my hand at the same time. He's always very generous. I appreciate him.
Thank you, Garrett, and everyone else who's donated.
You know what we should do? Like, here's what I was thinking for the Substack. People who pay for the Substack can join, like, we'll take guests in the when we're doing the show. They can pop in.
Do you think like, okay, you know what? Let's finish the show. I have some crazy ideas in my head that just popped in my head that I probably shouldn't share with anyone.
Yeah.
But I'm going to share them with you all.
Okay. So we'll talk about that on our own time.
Yes.
And in the meantime, we're going to wish Radio St. Pete a fond farewell. And we hope you'll join us next week at willsyoutube.com at 6 p.m. or ish. 6 p.m. ish. You know, you never know what's going to happen. And we'll be live over there. It's Sunday for Radio St. Pete right now.
Yeah. Can we take an actual hiatus so I can get some more water?
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSt.Pete.com.